Welcome to this time of encounter that will take you on a journey through the tabernacle of Moses. Hebrews 9 makes clear that this tabernacle and the articles within it point to the greater reality of heaven and to Jesus Christ as our great high priest. We hope that this devotional will refresh you as you invite the Holy Spirit to fill you, and we pray that you'd get a greater revelation of the enormous price that Jesus paid for you to gain free access into God's throne room, where you can discover a deeper intimacy with your loving Heavenly Father.
So, now we're going to go on a journey through the tabernacle, from the outer courts to the holy place and into the inner sanctuary, the most holy place, to encounter the Lord in all His glory. As we begin our journey, we start in the outer courts with thanksgiving and praise, using the words of Psalm 100.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
As we praise, let's thank God for who He is. The sacred name of God in the Old Testament was Yahweh, usually translated in our Bibles as Lord. It literally means, I am who I am. The name of the Lord also reveals different facets of His wonderful character. So thank God today for who He is. Thank Him that He is your Heavenly Father, and begin to hallow His name. You are the Lord, my righteousness. You are the Lord who sanctifies. You are the Lord, my peace. You are the Lord who is there. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the Lord, my provider. You are the Lord, my banner. You are the Lord, my shepherd.
Let the house of the Lord sing praise. we shout out your praise. There is joy, there is joy in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout.
There's something so powerful about Thanksgiving. So, now you've thanked the Lord for who He is, why not spend some time thanking Him for what He's done in your life? Take a moment to say thank you that He's rescued you and set your feet on a rock and given you a firm and safe place to stand. Thank Him for all His blessings in your life. Be specific about the big and the small. Write them down and continue to meditate on them, as it's so important to cultivate a grateful heart.
After entering through the gates into the outer court, we then come to the brazen altar, the place of sacrifice. In the original tabernacle, the people of God had to continually bring animal sacrifices as a substitute for their sins. Today, we can thank Jesus that He has paid the price for our sins once and for all. He is the eternal, spotless Lamb. So now we can offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, praising Him for who He is and for all that He's done for us. Let's use Psalm 103, making the words personal to you. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from the pit and crowns me with love and compassion, who satisfies my desires with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles.
Oh, the perfect Son of God, in all His innocence, You walking in the dark with you and me. He knows what living is. He's acquainted with our grief. A man of sorrows and son of suffering. Oh, blood and tears, how can it be? There's a God who to God who bleeds. Oh, praise the one who would reach for me. Hallelujah to the Son of suffering.
Some imagine You a distant. stripes, my healing. All praise, King Jesus. Glory to God in heaven. Your blood still speaking, your love still reaching. All praise, King Jesus. Glory to God forever. Your cross, my freedom. Your stripes, my healing. All praise, King Jesus. Glory to God in heaven. Your blood still speaking. Your love still reaching. All praise, King Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you that you remove my sins as far as the east is from the west, and that your blood washes me whiter than snow. Because of your sacrifice on the cross, I am forgiven and I'm made righteous in your sight. Thank you that your cross brings wholeness and restoration. Thank you that you paid the price for me to be healed, spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Jesus, that because of the cross, I can walk in complete freedom from guilt, shame, and condemnation, and that I can be free now and for all eternity.
To the Son of suffering, hallelujah, to the Son of suffering, hallelujah, to the Son of suffering. Oh, hallelujah to the Son of Song. Awake my soul to sing. Hallelujah to the Son of Suffering. Hallelujah to the Son of Song.
The next step in our journey towards the most holy place is to pause at the bronze laver. This was made from mirrors and filled with water, and would have been used for the priests to wash their face, hands, and feet before approaching the presence of God. Whilst we are already made righteous and set apart for God, He's also still working in us, purifying us from our sin and transforming us to become more like Jesus. So, take some time now to acknowledge areas of your life where you need His forgiveness and cleansing. Like the mirrors of the bronze laver, allow the Word of God to be like a mirror, inviting the Holy Spirit to speak and bring conviction where you're falling short of God's glory, either in thought, word, or deed. Be specific and ask Him to come and cleanse you from anything that might hold you back from boldly entering the presence of a holy God. One of the most powerful prayers in the Bible is found at the end of Psalm 139.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life.
Let's take a moment to listen to the Lord and allow Him to speak. As He reveals areas of sin and compromise, use the words of Psalm 51 to pray.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
This flame, let it burn for you. This fire, consume all.
Oh,
After a time of confession, we transition from the outer court into the holy place, moving towards the seven-branch lampstand, which represents the illuminating work of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. It's at this place where we recognize our daily need of the Holy Spirit to help bring revelation to us of the Father and of the Son, and to enable us to live in the light of our new identity as children of God, walking in a way that brings glory and honor to His name. The Christian life is impossible without the help of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. So today, spend some time asking for a fresh infilling as our Father promises to pour out His Spirit on those who ask. So let's pray. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of wisdom, of understanding, counsel, might, and knowledge. I need your presence in my life, guiding, directing, comforting, and counseling me. And so I ask you to fill me again and empower me. Now take a few moments to welcome the Holy Spirit. And then use this next song as a way of inviting him to come like a fresh wind into your life.
Spirit sound, rushing wind, fire of God, fall within. Holy Ghost, breathe on us. As we repent, turn from sin, revival ember smoldering, breath of God, fan us into flame. And we need a fresh wind, the fragrance of heaven. Pour your Spirit out, pour your Spirit out.
Blowing, blowing, blowing.
In the holy place, the glow from the lampstand, representing the Holy Spirit, sheds light onto the table of showbread. On this table were 12 loaves of bread laid out in two rows of six. Each week, on the Sabbath, the priest consumed the old bread and replaced it with fresh loaves. This bread was a reminder of God's everlasting covenant with his people and of his provision for the 12 tribes of Israel. In this season of fasting, as we choose to feed on Christ as our source, we are reminded of the words of Jesus in John chapter 6.
I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
One of the ways that we can feast on the Lord is through the word of God. In Matthew 4, verse 4, it says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." You might want to make this prayer a confession of faith. Thank you, Father, for giving me your word. I commit to reading it, and I ask you to reveal yourself to me through it. Help me to mirror my life by your word, so that I can reflect your goodness and your glory. I want to know you more, Lord. Help me to grow deeper in love with you as I read your word, and help me to be more dependent on it as I face life's challenges. Give me faith to stand on the promises of your word as I meditate on its life-giving truths.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you
you.
As we continue our journey through the holy place, we come to the altar of incense. Physically, the altar of incense was smaller and higher than the previous brazen altar and was positioned right before the veil leading into the most holy place, also known as the Holy of Holies. The altar of incense is where we come in an atmosphere of worship to engage in intercessory prayer. In Revelation chapter 5, we read that right now, before the heavenly throne, those falling down in worship before the Lamb are holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. So, how can we pray? Well, we can pray with our understanding, and using the Lord's Prayer is a wonderful way to declare, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," as you intercede for your family, your friends, communities, and places of influence. We can also pray using the wonderful gift of tongues given to us by the Holy Spirit, which helps us to pray in languages, either angelic or human, which are beyond our natural understanding. When we pray in tongues, we know that we are praying in accordance with the will of God, because we're partnering with the Holy Spirit who intercedes for us. If you don't speak in tongues, you might want to ask the Holy Spirit specifically for that gift and pray for him to come and to fill you right now. Then let's use this next song to pray and sing in tongues as you intercede.
Milarabasi salando shema kobukosi Milandore hilarababakai sambo shalarama kondramko.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark condition starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
praises for my family. I speak the whole day.
We're now ushered into the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant, which symbolized the very presence of the living God, was housed. When Jesus died on the cross, the temple curtain was torn from top to bottom. The veil that prevented people, apart from the priest once a year, from entering the most holy place was destroyed. And so, as recipients of God's amazing grace, we have the incredible privilege, through the new covenant, to come and encounter his manifest presence. Let's remind ourselves of that wonderful truth in Hebrews 10.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance of faith.
The earthly tabernacle was symbolic of a more perfect heavenly temple where we don't find an ark, we find a throne. On that throne is our perfect Father, the Creator God, and Jesus is at his right hand, the perfect Lamb, our great High Priest. There, before his throne, we can take our focus off ourselves and our needs and focus on God and his glory. And we can join with the angels and living creatures in their endless song, singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come."
You rendered heaven, the veil was torn in two. It gave us your spirit. Now we are close, closer than we think. Creation is groaning, longing for the unseen. Here in this moment, eternity's close, closer than we think. What are they seeing? What is it like? He was surrounded with thunder and light. Everything in us, the longing, the ache, to join with the heavens, the anthem of praise. Holy,
focus turns to Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who triumphed. Today, we can join with all of heaven and will eventually join with all of creation, saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen."
Love. see you.